This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Joe Biden was trying to pronounce a black woman's name, and hilarity ensued. I feel like I'm a, what's this, the comedian that committed suicide. Hilarity ensued. Anyway, here's Joe Biden trying to pronounce the name Latricia.
I also met another mother named Latrice. Latrice, where's Latrice? Latrice, excuse me.
Where is Latrice? La tree. Is that French for tree? Where is la tree? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I'm surprised Biden didn't go, you know what, I'm not used to pronouncing these colored folks' names. I mean, why can't they just name their kids regular stuff like Joe and John and Susie and Sally, you know, good old-fashioned white people names. I bet I could get AI to do that. Yeah, have Joe say something. I mean, that's how racist that dude is. That's what he was thinking. Can you imagine? I don't even know. Donald Trump was like, they would have told you, oh, Donald Trump don't even know how to pronounce black people's names, man. Laquisha and Shaniqua. Everybody know Laquisha and Shaniqua. You know, whatever. They would have made a big issue out of it. Not with Joe Biden. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care that Joe Biden can't pronounce that woman's name. You know what I do care about? He couldn't read it. He had a teleprompter. It wasn't like he was trying to remember it. Like he was like, I met her out in the lobby a second ago and I was going to bring her up. You know, when I do speeches sometimes when somebody says something funny in the, you know, when we're just hanging out at a happy, you know, the cocktail hour or whatever, I'll jot their name on the paper, but I don't mess it up. Well, I was speaking to Gianni. It's Jane, sir. Oh, I'm sorry, Jane. Earlier, we were having cocktails. Maybe I had a few too many. It's not news, but it is news because Joe Biden can't even read it. And look, I don't know how much they prep him, but if they got it in there and you know how brain dead of a moron he is, you would say, now, Mr. President, her name is La Patricia or whatever it was. He couldn't even say it. Latricia, that was what it was, not La Patricia. But Latricia, by the way, that's not that far off. From Patricia. Or Patricia, as I've mostly heard it said. What else did Joe Biden say? This is a flashback. He was with Obama in the White House. Here's what he said. I want you to understand how big of a liar this guy is. Listen to this. This may be a throwback. I don't know. Where'd you guys get this clip? Well, let's play it.
Doesn't care about science and reason. Remember, during the pandemic, Donald Trump told us to inject ourselves with bleach. He said there's nothing to worry about if you do that.
Hey, I guess if we did drink bleach when we attack gay guys on Empire, all we'd have to do is spit at them. We wouldn't have to actually pour it on them and put the noose around their neck. We could just spit on them and go, you've been injected with bleach. Oy, goodness gracious. What do we got to talk about? Blood baths is still in the news, right? I talked about it the other day. And we played it as a best of over the weekend because I think about all the bloodbaths happening around the country. Wow. Look at the bloodbath that just happened in Russia. See, that's a bloodbath. And I don't know how Russia's going to handle it, but here's what I'll tell you. Don't be surprised when America experiences similar stuff. Could even happen before the election. What would that do? What would the left say then? Oh, boy. So, lots to cover. Oh, let me tell you this. I don't know if you guys heard this. Joe Biden explained the black condition on a radio show. This was priceless.
For example, you know, how many black communities are in a situation where they come from a circumstance where they're in difficulty, where the families are in real trouble, where you have people who, you know, how many, even those families that are really poor don't have any books in the house. The kids don't hear a whole lot of conversation.
Y'all remember those Bow Nose commercials? This is a Joe Nose commercial. How many black communities are having difficulties? I don't know, but I know this. There's a lot of white communities having difficulties. There's a lot of Hispanic communities having difficulties. There's a lot of Asian communities having difficulties. Joe Biden, family's in real trouble. Oh, now he's a family man. Now Joe cares. He cares about all those single black women raising their kids and even single black men, many of them, more than people think, raising their kids. And Joe says, I don't have any books in the house. I know black people. If you want to hide something from them, put it in a book. Joe Biden took the oldest. He took the most racist thing out of the place. I mean, we joke about it. Black folks, we joke about it all the time. You want to hide something from a brother. Let me tell you, that's why old black people and white people, too, but black people, they would put their money in the Bible knowing that the, you know, if your relative was going to rip you off, they weren't going to open the Bible. If you're going to rip somebody off, you're not a Bible person, right? When you go to garage sales of old black folks, don't throw away the books and don't throw away the art. Because behind the art, you know, that little brown paper sack they put behind the art sometimes, they would put the money inside of there. There's that. I'm telling you, that's. But Joe Biden made that comment. No books in the house. What are you talking about? My oldest son used to read, no exaggeration, one summer there was a challenge to read 100 books. He read 314 books in a challenge for them to read 100. My youngest son, I don't like the book. He reads the same little series, but he reads all the time. I know it's probably a shock to Joe Biden and a lot of the leftists, but yeah, black people do read, and some of us can even swim. He says, the black kids... Black kids don't hear a lot of conversation. Oh, Lord. If Donald Trump made these statements, what do you think would happen? No books in the house for black people. Black kids don't have a lot of conversation. Look, I'm not going to lie to you. Two parents having conversations is a good thing. But you can watch TV and strike up a conversation. Look, I grew up black and poor. We had encyclopedias in the house. We had the Audubon Society stuff in the house. I used to read to my grandfather almost every day. What is this man even thinking about? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and 3 times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Going to go back to the bloodbath comment for just a bit, and I want to play two clips. We found these. One of them is MSNBC sort of backtracking on the idea of bloodbath a bit. And the second clip is Joe Scarborough, who removed his tweet off of X because he got called out for saying that, you know, the bloodbath comment was, you know, insurrectionist and Trump was trying to incite violence and all that other stuff. But then, in this clip, he actually sort of backtracks on that. He calls us idiots for not believing that Trump was trying to inspire an insurrection. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Little housekeeping. I'm getting healthier, back in the gym, waiting on my dailies from VerveSprayVitamins.com. And the reason I'm telling you about it is I spray this stuff in my mouth, on my cheek, boom, you get a jolt if you want energy, boom, you get melatonin if you want to go to sleep. They got one that's got vitamin D and zinc, etc. There are different formulations for what you're trying to achieve. And they're cheaper than regular vitamins. They taste great. You spray them in your mouth. They can travel through TSA. They're about the size of a kind of a chubby ink pen, maybe 4 inches long. They are amazing. And if you go to verbsprayvitamins.com and you put in the code ACTION, you can get them. And I suggest you get them recurring, because if you take vitamins routinely, you're going to like these. And you're going to want to spray them in your mouth, because it's 90% absorption rate on the cheek versus the vitamins that you end up putting into the toilet. So there's a lot of reasons to do it. But the biggest reasons are this. My buddies that own it are former military, Marines, smart guys who got the right people to put the formulations together. And I love supporting these types of products. And when you support them, you're supporting me. They give you the deepest discount you can get on that product if you go through my shop, through verbsprayvitamins.com, and you put in the code ACTION. So I hope you get them. They're certainly working wonders for me. I want to move on here and talk about blood baths, because, as I mentioned, MSNBC kind of backtracked. Let's play that clip.
So, Michael, let's take Trump at his word for a moment and say he was talking about the automotive industry. Let's say he was talking about economics. But isn't what he proposes, the tariffs and the like, wouldn't that be devastating too?
Of course it would, Jonathan, and that's part of what I went into in the column that I wrote about this week. Okay, take him at his word. What's an economic bloodbath? An economic bloodbath comes from a 100% tariff on Chinese imports, to which we know China is only going to retaliate, and it's going to hurt American consumers terribly, and it's going to hurt American workers.
So they still wanted to make you understand that, yeah, the bloodbath can still occur. Oh, yeah. Don't you? And this one will be in the auto industry. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Donald Trump, I'm not going to give you one way or the other. Did he do more in the auto industry? Here's what I can tell you. I have two friends that are big-time auto dealers. And you know what both of them tell me? Struggle. One of them told me, he goes, Kevin, I quit taking electric cars. He was telling me the price of cars. He goes, they're through the roof. He's got a sweet spot under $25,000. The kids are buying that stuff. He goes, luxury vehicles. He told me, he says, Kevin, I don't have anything from Dodge that's under $30,000. He told me a couple things, trucks that are selling for $70,000, $80,000 and don't even have leather. It was insane. He goes, I've got $700,000 of carrying cost, just for buildings, every single month before I sell a car. This is one of my friends, Melissa and I were at his house, first year of Biden, when we were still running on Trump, and he said he was feasting. The auto industry, he goes, Kevin, we're printing money at my auto dealerships. I talked to him the other day, because I called him about my car getting hit, and he was telling me how rough it is and how little he can do to help me, you know, get a car. He goes, man, it was an interesting conversation. I won't go into all the details. I'm calling the dude for a hookup. And he's going, I can't hook you up, bro. So I know the industry is in triage. But the idea that, well, let's just pretend that Donald Trump didn't mean it the way we thought, but there's still a bloodbath, right? Let's just pretend. Let's see how it goes. So they backtracked on one part, but they didn't backtrack on the other. But here's Joe Scarborough. And I want you to hear this, because I want you to understand what they think about you, the left.
He's talking about a bloodbath for America. It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter, these idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows, well, presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry, and this is one more. It's just bullshit. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bullshit. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid. He was talking about a bloodbath. Sometimes a bloodbath means a bloodbath. And when he finishes by saying, and that's just going to be the least of it, seriously, these people may be stupid. We're not.
You see what you're up against? Insanity. Look, I get it's open for interpretation to some degree, but if Biden had said that, I would have given him the benefit. I would have said he was talking about the auto industry. If anybody had said it, I would have come to that conclusion. Let me put it a different way. If Joe Biden said that, what do you think Joe Scarborough would be saying? You already know the answer. This is what these people do. He says Twitter is a liar. He's the one that took his tweet down because Twitter said, put out a community standard, the community notice that said, this is not true. What Scarborough said is total BS. He got fact-checked and he didn't like it. That's the problem with the left. The minute that the rules apply to them, that suddenly, oh, I can't believe it. It's total bull. Boop. It's completely bull. I can't even stand the way Scarborough talks. It is so contrived and made up. I mean, anybody that does, there's a bunch of idiots on Twitter out there. He tells you who the idiot is. See, the idiot is a person who would take what Donald Trump said, putting it in complete context. If we allow a factory to be built in China, this is what will happen. It will ruin our industry. It would cause a bloodbath. That's what he said. There's no contextual, you know, read between the lines, nothing. And that's what these people do. God, it's unbelievable. You know, we have so many things to talk about here. Stephen Miller, he talked about the real reason why they wanted to do illegal immigration and a host of other things. Frank Luntz, we got something to talk about on him. I want to get to those in the next part of the hour. But I do want to reinforce, as you listen to these things that we play, these clips that we play, and my explanations, you make up your own minds, but Joe Scarborough thinks we're idiots because we know the reality of what Trump says. I want you to think about it. This is supposed to be an educated guy. He's making millions of dollars and influencing, what, dozens? But he's that stupid. Wow.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A powerful winter storm hitting parts of the central plains with blizzard conditions, and it's set to drop a blanket of snow from Colorado to Minnesota through Tuesday, threatening widespread power outages. This week marks 1 year since Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich was arrested in Russia on espionage charges while he was there on assignment. A year into what the U.S. State Department has declared to be a wrongful detainment, Gershkovich's parents say they are optimistic. Russia held a day of mourning after an attack at a concert venue near Moscow left at least 137 dead, including 3 children. Nearly a dozen people have been detained in connection with the attack, including 4 suspected gunmen. Corey Myers, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Stephen Miller talked about illegal immigration, and he gave what I think is one of the most scary assessments of what the Democrats are trying to do. They're doing it right in front of our faces, just like they stole the election, just like they have this farce of J6, just like they're doing with climate change, just like they're doing with this Ukraine BS, just like they're doing with letting Joe and the Biden family get off with all this other stuff. It is right in front of your face. They don't even attempt to hide it. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Stephen Miller used to work for Donald Trump. Interesting guy. One of these guys, that's, you can tell, he's very brilliant, and he's very sarcastic. Probably if he was a comedian, he'd be David Spade. But he breaks down immigration in a scary way. And I'm going to play this because I want you to remember this. I want you to take this to heart. This is the game of immigration.
Do you agree? Elon Musk made huge news this week posting a video about effectively the scheme to create a new political class for the Democrat Party through illegal immigration and to allow these criminal aliens to vote then in the 2024 election. That's part of the plan. You agree with that? That's baked in.
There's broadly construed, there are 3 immediate objectives Democrats have with respect to open borders. And those are, 1, this already happens. They're counted in the census, which means more congressional seats for states with illegal aliens and electoral college votes. California would have half of the electoral college votes it has right now, but for illegal immigration. Think about that.
Wow.
The electoral map, you know, where this automatic giant behemoth of electoral college votes is delivered to the left immediately is because of illegal immigration. 2, there's no citizenship verification to vote in American elections. Very few people realize this. You get, if you ask for it, you get a form, and it says, are you a citizen, yes or no? If you check the yes box, that is it. Every state that has tried to validate that, and the federal government does zero validation, has been blocked successfully in court, now going on for more than 20 years. This is a true statement without exaggeration. There's not a single state in this country where illegal aliens cannot vote simply by checking a box. And as you can imagine, the potential for massive fraud there is increased exponentially with mass mail-in voting. So if even a small percentage of Biden's illegal aliens fill out mail-in ballots, fill out ballots that go into drop boxes, etc., that would be outcome determinative in races up and down the ballot. Now, all it would take to stop this would be for the House to attach to a must-pass bill, legislation requiring citizenship verification to vote in 2024. And the third thing is that as soon as they have the power and ability to do so, they would pass a law making all illegal aliens into full voting citizens. Had it not been for the fact that Joe Manchin, and Joe Manchin is indeed he's a hardcore liberal. He's voted against us on almost everything of importance. But he did one thing that was noteworthy, which is that he refused to eliminate the filibuster. If he had voted to end the filibuster, they would have, in the first month of Biden's presidency, passed a full Citizenship and Voting Rights Act for all illegal aliens in the country. And they had the votes to do it, but for the fact that Manchin didn't agree to waive the filibuster. Manchin, by the way, he supports amnesty. He would have voted for the bill. He just didn't vote to get rid of the filibuster. So those three things are the primary reasons why Democrats want an open border. There are many others. We don't have time to go into them all, but those are the three big ones.
You got to think that the very first thing that Donald Trump should do with executive order when he's back in office is to revoke that. You cannot vote in a federal election if you are not a citizen of the United States. And if you've checked that box, yes, and you've been found that you're not a citizen, you get deported. See, I think that would be the first thing I would do. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I find it incredible. And trust me, Stephen Miller is not a guy that go fact check him. I don't know. I didn't fact check him, but I will tell you, fact check him. Because a little bit I know about the guy, he's spot on. Now, see, what's funny about it is your state can say it's illegal for somebody to do, you know, ask this question or whatever. That's a state election. But because the government is so corrupt and it is so hell-bent on getting these illegals to vote, it's doing this intentionally. How do you undo it? Don't you think that's one of... I mean, look, I'm a strategist. I can certainly tell you with this. If I had the money, one of the things I would do, this would be one of the things I would get Judicial Watch, get the Goldwater Institute, get whomever, and how about we change that federal statute? How can you let a non-citizen vote in a federal election? Now, let me tell you something. Every time I go to these legal beagles, ACLJ, etc., Goldwater, all these guys that are doing great work. And I'll bring up something. I go, well, how do we... And they go, well, Kevin, it's a technicality. Like I was talking about education in California. And I made a comment to Goldwater and said, why can't we get a case to do this? It was a common sense thing. And the attorneys go, Kevin, I know it's common sense and it makes sense what you just said. However, here's how the law has upended your common sense. And you say to yourself, how do you constantly upend common sense? The common sense is, if I went to France, I don't expect to be able to vote under any circumstances unless I become a citizen of France. What do I know about their politics? I would go there. I'm going to tell you what I'd do. I'd say, you're not like America. I'm going to vote this way. Well, if the French go, we don't want to be like America. They don't want my vote. But we just, let's let everybody vote. And it isn't because... If illegals, I can promise you this, if the illegals coming into this country were to vote for the Republicans, if the Republicans were to do a Zuckerberg and give them Zuckerbucks and got them to vote for us, I guarantee you the Democrats would plug up every hole, they would build every gate, they'd build it higher than the Tower of Babel because they would want to keep them out. These people are incorrigible. And we got to stop them. It was funny, this guy, I got to play this clip again. Michael G. Waltz, he talked about Swalwell. This had to do with the testimony of Bob Alinsky. I'm jumping around a little bit, but I'm not going to get to all these if I don't do it. So here's Michael G. He's a congressman, and he makes a quip about the Chinese and how much they penetrated America's society.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I find it incredibly rich Mr. Swalwell is going to come to this committee and lecture us about how China penetrates our government. I think that's something he may know a thing or two about. But let's talk about how China's penetrated the highest levels of this government, including this president and this White House, because I think the visual is incredibly important.
I love that. And he goes on to explain, you know, here's what the Biden family's doing, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, Swalwell had the nerve to bring that up. Elon Musk talked about our federal government and the damage that it's doing to America. And he talked about it in terms of the FBI portal. This is information you may or you may not know, but I think it's worthy of talking about it in this segment.
You know, there was, and this is coming from multiple parts of the government, from the State Department, the FBI, Homeland Security, from really many parts of the government. It wasn't just one arm of the government. There was this FBI portal that auto-deleted all communications after 2 weeks. So we actually don't know what was said there. In fact, that does strike me as a FOIA violation, Freedom of Information Act violation, because you shouldn't be able to auto-delete things after 2 weeks. There's a little-known agency in the State Department called the Global Engagement Center, which most people have never heard of, but they might have been the single worst offender because they demanded the suspension of at one point over 250,000 accounts, which I think all Twitter largely complied with. But the suspension demands were so broad that they accidentally demanded a suspension of a journalist on CNN and an elected Canadian politician. It was just an incredibly broad swath.
I tell you, the loss of innocence is a horrible thing. We bring it up as a metaphor kind of a thing, like somebody that, you know, learned that, you know, they're the product of a divorce or something, and they see their parents as always being together, and then there's a divorce, and you lose your innocence. Or maybe you're the victim of a crime. I remember the first time I was a victim of a crime, I was like, why me? You know, I felt like Nancy Kerrigan, why me? Like I got galoolied on my knees. But there is something about loss of innocence. It pains me to say that the loss of innocence about what I believe about this government is tragic. It's tragic. For far too many of us now, we have to teach our kids very early on that you can't trust this government. I grew up believing that this government would do the right thing. That's what its charter was, to make sure that it watched every dollar, it valued every human life. And you know what I've learned? Nothing could be further from the truth.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What in the heck was Alvin Bragg thinking about? What could this crazy man be doing? A bogus case against Donald Trump. He knows it is complete BS, but that didn't stop him from serving the higher-ups. Because that's what leftists do. But now Bragg has shown some of his cards. The New York AG and fathead minion of the Biden administration filed a shocking motion in court. He revealed to a Joe Biden donor judge, Juan Marchand, that he wouldn't object to a 30-day delay in the trial of Donald Trump. That trial was expected to begin today. Now, Trump's team had wanted a 90-day delay, And for good reason. The prosecutors at the Southern District of New York, which, by the way, a very crooked prosecutorial arm of the Department of Justice against conservatives. Well, they finally produced 30,000 pages of documents that Donald Trump's defense lawyers had requested. It took over a year. So a 90-day extension, it seems kind of reasonable when you're going to be looking over 30,000 documents. But Bragg should have had that information. Bragg brought a case. He's in cahoots with the New York folks. All these people are in a cabal against Donald Trump, and Alvin Bragg doesn't have the stuff. Why not? What was the delay? We'll get to that in just a bit. But think about it. Bragg brought this case. And now he's okay with the delay. Now, I think he's going to look at it as, well, I'm giving Donald Trump a chance to look things over. That's why we're delaying. I have a different theory. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The new information for Bragg is an excuse to say, well, Donald Trump needs to delay. Let's give him the delay. If he was ready to go to court, why didn't he fight it? I know there are people out there, I don't know the legal system, that would say, Kevin, he couldn't fight it because they put all this new information in and we're going to give Trump some kind of a delay. What could the prosecutors of the Southern District of New York provide in a case that began as a misdemeanor, where the statute of limitation had expired? And then the AG of New York elevates that case to a felony using the court system to now go back and retroactively say that was okay to do. And my final point, he does it in a case where there's no hurt party. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which accused Mr. Trump of covering up a sex scandal during and after the 2016 presidential campaign, said the delay would give Mr. Trump's lawyers time to review a new batch of records. The office sought the records more than a year ago, but only recently received them from federal prosecutors whose years ago investigated the hush money payments at the center of the case. This is what the New York Times reported. So they pretty much got it right. The New York Times, it can't even really spin this any other way. They write this: in response to the new records, tens of thousands of pages of them, Mr. Trump's lawyers requested that the trial be delayed 90 days. Although the former president frequently requests such delays, prosecutors consenting to any postponement makes one far more likely. So he consented, is what they're telling you. Alvin Bragg said, yeah, go ahead. So again, I'm asking this question. What took so long to get these documents? The people out to get Trump have had plenty of time to look this stuff over. Over a year. They've been sifting through them, looking for any possible way to get Donald Trump. The fact that the Trump's team is just getting them says to me two things. Either one, they have absolutely nothing, or two, they have fabricated, and I use my finger quotes, evidence. So why are these documents reported? Well, I went to the lefties to see this. Politico asked the same question I did, and here's what they wrote. One mystery was, why the SDNY didn't turn over all of these documents when Bragg asked for them in early 2023? Bragg asked for these documents, not Trump. Bragg's only partially answered that question today, and they say, for instance, Bragg said that the SDNY only recently obtained five FBI interview memos, so they can't be blamed for failing to produce them a year ago. That's him covering the SDNY's butt. He says a sixth memo was in their possession, but was outside of the scope of Bragg's subpoena. So I want you to understand, the FBI, the SDNY, and the Attorney General of New York are all in cahoots to get Donald Trump on a misdemeanor turned felony that the statute of limitations is out on, and they can't even get their act together enough to prosecute it. Here was the second thing that Politico went on to say. While Bragg says his review is ongoing, he says the only materials he's identified as relevant to the case are 172 pages of notes pertaining to the lawyer Michael Cohen's meetings with special counsel Robert Mueller. I mean, you want to talk about digging in the bottom of the barrel. You want to bring up Robert Mueller? I mean, what's his track record with Trump? $41 million looking into Russian collusion with an overly stacked group of pro-Hillary supporters. And what did he come up with? Bupkis. And in fact, he came up with less than Bupkis, because what he should have come up with is a prosecution of Hillary Clinton. Because we now know she started the whole ruse, the lie of Russian collusion by Donald Trump. He goes on, he says, Politico, fewer than an estimated 270 documents from Cohen's phones is what they believe that they'll have. And they say those records, Bragg claim, are mostly inculpatory and corroborative of existing evidence. So supposedly that's bad news for Donald Trump. I can assure you, nothing they have. Listen to me, folks that are out there going, Kevin, is this going to backfire? What's Trump? I can assure you, I'm going to say this again, that nothing they have is going to help Alvin Bragg. And the scenario reminds me of the bombshells that they've used Cohen, I don't know, three times now to say, Michael Cohen's got some new evidence against Donald Trump. And I remember saying at the time, if anybody can put you in jail, it should be your personal attorney, even though technically he's not supposed to, you know, it's attorney-client privilege. And after browbeating that man multiple times, who ended up in prison? Michael Cohen. He supposedly got all the dirt on Donald Trump. Do you think it's taken this long? If they had the dirt that they were supposed to have on Donald Trump, don't you think it would have come out by now? Each one of these times that they brought Michael Cohen, he's going to be the one. Nothing happened. And it's a very simple reason why. It isn't like with the Bidens. It isn't why with the Clintons. It's a very simple reason why nothing's happened with Trump. There's nothing to happen. Bragg brought this case on the legally dubious theory that Trump had falsely marked a non-disclosure agreement settlement in 2016 for the legal services. So the crux of this novel legal theory is that Trump tried to cover up an illegal campaign donation from Michael Cohen. Now, I remind you, both the Department of Justice, or Injustice in this case, and the FEC, the Federal Election Commission, investigated what we were talking about here, and they said Trump did not commit any campaign finance violations, and they refused to prosecute. And the ruling was pretty much, candidates can do whatever they want to do with their own money. And I also want to remind you of this. Donald Trump finance his own campaign. He can put money in and he can take money out. It was his money. But that didn't matter to Alvin Bragg, because like Letitia James and like Fannie Willis and like Jack Austin, etc., those are the people that are, they're supposed to get him. They're supposed to keep him tied up. They're supposed to make sure people hate him. The new strategy is we're going to break him. We're either going to send him to prison, or we're going to bankrupt him. We're going to keep him so busy jumping with lawyers and attorneys that he'll never get anything done. I think the RNC finally said they're going to pay his legal bills. Now that he's the candidate, don't you think they should do something? So they said 172 pages of witness statements was what Trump's team wanted. They contend that those documents will actually bolster their case and prove that Bragg invented a crime out of thin air. Let me tell you what's happening right now behind the scenes with the FBI, the SDNY, and Alvin Bragg. They are all trying to cover up that Alvin Bragg doesn't have a case, that he made up a case against Donald Trump as part of the strategy to keep him tied up legally over nothing, minutia. Stuff that nobody else would be prosecuted over. So the problems are still going to loom for the Democrats. And here's the biggest one. The insanity that they go against Donald Trump has created the problems, because he's connecting to the general population. Same with Letitia James. People are seeing this as, I could be this person. If they want to go after me, I could be this person. And there's also some timeline issues. But I'm out of time, so I believe it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.